to tell you how we know, I know that women are gangster with it. My aunt and uncle were married for 64 years, man. They had that Ozzie Davis, Ruby Dee, Michelle and Obama. You know what I'm saying? Denzel and Pauletta shit, you know? They had that marriage everybody talked about. And when my aunt passed away, beautiful funeral, I mean 400 family members just came from everywhere, packing in a little country church. And we waving at cousins we ain't seen in years, you know? But just one man walked in a lavender suit and some purple Stacy Adams. I'm assuming he was an old Q or something. And he walked up to my aunt's casket and laid a single rose on her body, blew her a kiss, and walked out. Now, when we get to the repast, I find that one aunt didn't know everybody's business. And I gave her a couple of glasses of Riuniti. And I started asking questions. And I said, ooh, Aunt Linda, that was a beautiful funeral. Wasn't she so pretty? She looked so peaceful. I don't know why black folks always say the funeral looked like they were sleeping. They were sleeping, you know. And she said, yes, baby, yes. I said, I was just curious. There was that one man in the purple suit. I didn't know him, and she just started laughing. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, that's Bernard. I said, Bernard? I'm like, oh, I know Uncle Bernard. I said, who he? Your auntie boyfriend. I said, wait a minute. How the devil did she have a boyfriend? She was married to Uncle Walter for 64 years. How long were they together? 63? I think one of the biggest things, too, you know, that I've noticed is that, you know, people really think the grass is greener, you know, and they don't appreciate what they have. So quick to jump around and hop around, which is dangerous nowadays. Y'all acting like COVID, the only shit out here killing people.